Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
I'm Greg Blaze, host of Cutting the Curd. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It's Cereal, a podcast about cereal. I'm Ben Robinson, editorial director of Thrillist, the website that tells you where to eat cereal and also every other food ever in more than 30 cities around the cereal mag globe. Now, being an extremely hungry person is a hard and fast requirement for any and all guests coming on cereal, but this week's may just be the hungriest of them all. You've seen him eating far too many Nathan's hot dogs on the 4th of July, and if you've been on the worldwide internet, you've likely also seen a photo of him eating a six-pound cheeseburger while wearing a crash helmet. One of the finest professional eaters the world has ever seen, Eric Badlands Booker. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Ben. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. This is great. I've been a huge fan of the hot dog competition in particular, but competitive eating more generally for probably way too long.
Awesome.
I'm into it. It's not just a 4th of July thing for me. So look, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your eating life. We talked just briefly before the show. There were some reports that you'd retired.
Oh no. Well, I had a brief retirement, you know, back in 06. Right after I did a show called Wife Swap, right? Well, it actually aired, I would say, a couple of months, you know, after we filmed it. We filmed it in July, and it aired, in October. So, I figured that let me just take a little break, you know what I'm saying, you know, let the new cats catch up, you know what I'm saying, getting the shape workout and stuff like that. But the thing about it is that I couldn't stay away, you know. It was just... Just too much fun, you know. Reading,
the draw,
yeah. Reading all the blogs and reading all the, you know, catching all the stuff on ESPN. You know, seeing, you know, all my fellow eaters do their thing, travel the world, eating for fame. So I'm like, it's time for me to, you know, pick up my fork, knife, and mic again and just get back in the game. And you know, I've been in it ever since. You know, staying hungry and focused.
All right, man. Well, you're always focused on food. Obviously, here we're focused on cereal. Tell us a little bit about your life with cereal. What did you eat growing up? What do you eat now?
Oh, man. See, it's like, I'm a little old. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school. I'm like, they call me the original gangster of competitive eating. So, my taste has changed a little bit. I'm more, you know, I have like... You know, grape nuts and grape grains and, you know, old folk cereal, shredded wheat, you know what I'm saying? But I still got the Captain Crunch, you know. I still got some Fruit Loops and some Lucky Charms. You know, my cereal cabinet is like an episode of Seinfeld. If you ever watch Seinfeld and you look into his kitchen, you see he has like 9-10 boxes on display. You know, that's what I call, you know, if you don't got Seinfeld cereal in your kitchen, man, oh, man, you need a variety in the morning. You can't just eat the same old cereal and just the same old milk. You know what I'm saying? You got to have variety. You got to have, you know, all the kid cereals, all the grown-up cereals. You know, you got to have all the healthy cereals. You got to have one rare cereal, you know, something like no one's ever heard of, like Kix or King Vitamin or something, you know, something that's like, ooh, you know, somebody come to the house and be like, what is that? What's that taste like, you know? And then you got to have your several milks. You got to have the red milk. You got to have your, you know, the skim milk, you know, keep it healthy. You know, you either got to have the lactate for the people to be farting, you know what I'm saying? You got to have, you know, I like the cashew milk and you know, I like the almond milk. So it's, you know, you got to have a variety.
So basically, if something exists, you eat it. You're going to You're going to eat it. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll try anything once. Anything.
How many bowls of cereal do you have on a leisurely Saturday morning, sitting around watching some cartoons? Is it like 600, 700?
I don't know if any of y'all, ever watch Friday, you know, the classic movie from Ice Cube, and you ever see him get up in the morning, he get the biggest bowl. I mean, the bowl that you mix the cake in, you know what I'm saying? You get that, and it's like, you use a quarter or maybe half of the cereal. You take half the milk. Man, my mom would be so pissed off. She'd be like, I just went shopping. And it's like, half the milk is gone. Half the cereal's gone. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, back in the day, Saturday morning cartoons was like
It's like you invited Badlands over. What do you think is going
to
happen?
It's from 8 o'clock to 12 noon. And then at 12 noon, it's Kids World. 1 o'clock, nothing's going on. And then you go outside and play. You know, from 3 to 5, you watch your karate flicks on Channel 5, you know, from New York. And then after 5 o'clock, we all going, hot, doing all the snake and the crane and all that stuff.
And this whole time, you were eating cereal. That's what I was picturing you doing that entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Shoveling cereal for, I think we just covered about 16 hours.
Hey, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, man. Cereal. You know, you get that itching in the morning, you know, the fourth meal. I wouldn't mind having the bowl of Captain Crunch.
Yeah, exactly. I think they've based probably many a catchy fast food campaign off of your exploits, as they should have.
Hey, you know, if they can, you know, it's all good. Okay. I mean, it didn't matter what Captain Crunch it was. It was Crunch Berries. It could be all berries. Oops, no berries. It can be, you know, even the ones that didn't last long, just the swirly Captain Crunch, you know.
Absolutely. So normally we try and build a little tension before the cereal of the week is introduced, and you're so excited that you just had to blurt it out, and that's fine too.
Oh.
So this season we've started out with a true murderer's row of cereal: Golden Grahams, Lucky Charms,
nice.
Grape Nuts were in there. There's a huge Grape Nut fanatic community that you might never expect, and this week's is another classic. It's a Corn and Oat blend. The ultimate endangerer of the roots of eaters' mouths. And let's say it one more time. This week's cereal is...
It's Captain Crunch, y'all. Word. Captain Crunch. The cereal that never gets soggy in milk. You know what I'm saying? If it gets soggy, you're not eating it fast enough.
Captain Crunch.
I tell you what. Have you ever had Captain Crunch fried chicken?
I've never had Captain Crunch fried chicken.
All you got to do is just substitute the breadcrumbs with Captain Crunch. You crunch it up. And you batter it up with your fried chicken. I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Sounds absolutely spectacular.
It'll change your life. It's a sweet fried chicken.
So
you're like, okay.
No. Well, look, real quick, I'm going to open up this box, but tell a little story at the same time. There's a little cereal controversy for you and all our listeners. Last year, the website Food Beast published a story that shook the nation. It made us really question all the truths that we hold dear in this world. They reported that Captain Crunch is not actually a captain. And it turns out that the number of stripes that he wears on his uniform indicates that he is, in fact, a commander.
A commander, I've heard that.
And not a captain. And the Navy even confirmed this fact, saying, quote, "Oddly, our personnel records do not show a Captain Crunch who currently serves or has served in the Navy," just to make that very, very clear. So really shook a lot of people up, but hopefully the recovery is there. So look, we're just going to call Shane, our milk boy over here. Shane, just...
All right, bigs up to Shane. Yep. Bigs up to Shane. Word.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Shane. Wow. Pretty sure this is the first week on this show that Shane hasn't spilled at least a third to a half of the milk as he was just walking over on flat ground.
Uh-huh.
Shane needs some work. We're going to milk you up a little bit here.
All right. There you go. You see, you know, it's nothing more beautiful than the sound of the Captain Crunch, the cereal hitting the bowl. That ding, 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 you know what I'm saying?
I love it.
It just wakes you up in the morning, you know?
It's like Beethoven. Captain Crunch is well known for its roof of the mouth scraping potential. And often delivers on it. How do you deal with that as a Captain Crunch fanatic? Is this something that you just learned to handle? Is your top of your mouth calloused?
You just gotta deal with it. It's just so good. You gotta take the goodness with the bad, the pleasure with the pain. There is no bad. You know what I'm saying? It's pleasurable pain. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it might hit the roof of your mouth and make it scratchy for a second. But then once you start to, you know, the molars start grinding and, the canines is tearing. And it's like it just turns into just nice old goodness. Oh, my God. So good.
It's poetry.
That's right. You know.
So, Ms. Kaplan, I mean, some of the cereals that we have on here, I haven't had in a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've never had before in my life. This one. This is old familiar stuff. This is something we've all been here with for a while.
This is classics.
It's great. It's it stands up to the milk in the exact way that you'd want. I'm not getting any roof scraping at the moment. Mm-hmm. Pretty happy about that. It's got exactly kind of what you need in the morning. This is, hey, let's get up. I've got a reason to get up right now.
Exactly. This was my coffee before I drunk coffee. You know what I'm saying? You know, every morning going to school, it was Captain Crunch. I just loved it. You know, it always stayed crispy. It didn't get soggy like Raisin Bran, mm-hmm. you know. And the thing about it is that you know how they have so many Raisin Brands out there where it's like, okay, we want to keep the brand crispy. You know, this is the original cereal that stands up to you know, an ocean of milk. I mean, Captain Crunch is this is what
I mean, he spends a lot of time on the water. He's a seafarer. And in this case, I suppose, a milkfarer. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you saw this coming. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you noticed the second box, unopened box of Captain Crunch that I had sitting here. We obviously poured a little bit out of this. We enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
For you, considering who you are and what you're capable of, I see that as a warm-up. This is a warm-up. You're stretching right now by eating an entire bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
This is a good dinner right now.
I've got a whole box right here, and I'm going to challenge you to see exactly how fast you can eat a box of Cap'n Crunch. I'm going to time you, and this is your challenge to accept or decline, but
I never back away from a challenge.
All right.
I mean, if you don't finish that box, I'm gonna finish it for you. Okay?
No. I might say that to you, and we want to see exactly how quickly you can do this. So look, we've got a box. We have a bunch of extra bowls here. I don't know if you want to parcel it out first.
Man, I could pour the milk right into the box.
You're talking about pouring the milk directly into the box?
Just
do you want to
eat
do that?
It straight out of the box. I've done that once, but I don't, but that was back in the 80s. I don't know how these flimsy,
I did not see this coming.
You know, these flimsy, like,
The bag is, I think it's pretty sturdy. But look, any way that you want to attack this is how we're going to do this. And we're talking about speed. The clock will be on, and
I'll make it easy on you. I'll we can like pour it out into these little bowls, and just do it regular.
Dump this out real quick,
because I don't think that you have the competitive eating prowess.
No. Now while Badlands is pouring cereal out into, we've got maybe 8 or 9 or 10 bowls here. We're going to see how many he can fill up. They're little, maybe half bowls, but there's more cereal in this box than you ever realized when you decide that you want to take it all down at one time. Okay. Some of Badland's greatest eating achievements I just want to run through real quick. You've eaten 15 burritos from Qdoba,
mm-hmm.
my personal favorite burrito-making chain, in an astonishing 8 minutes, mm-hmm. 50 mini cheesesteaks in 6 fleeting minutes,
mm-hmm.
16.5 cannoli, which is indeed the plural of canolo.
Mm-hmm.
Most people fuck that one up.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 minutes, 3 raw onions, which is basically like eating things while being maced in the face, in 1 minute. And now we're going to see exactly what you can do with an entire box of Cap'n Crunch. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bowls full of Cap'n Crunch here, folks.
All right.
And you tell me when you're ready, and
I gotta get the milk.
Let's get some milk.
Yeah. Wow, it's organic milk.
Shane, over here.
This is this is high-end, eating right here. Spared no expense. I mean, back in the days,
this
used to have
incredible.
The
As
the
you
red
may have
milk.
Heard on previous episodes of Cereal, in Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, where we tape the show, there's a window to the dining room right outside, and there's a lovely couple who is completely ignoring whatever the hell they were talking about previously in really in horror. Okay, Badlands.
We're a good conversation piece to that date.
He's got milk on the cereal.
Okay, I got my bowl.
He's got a spoon.
My ingestion engine is prime. Okay, this is about 9.5 bowls. Nine and a quarter.
Let's say 9.25 tops.
No. Let's just
nine bowls.
Nine bowls. You know, filled up decent. If I don't get this done in at least,
let's get an estimate.
If I don't get this done in 5 minutes,
it's
the longest. I'm planning on doing this in like a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But you know, for sake of argument, you know what I'm saying? I am definitely ready. You know, when it's time to chew, there's no time for talk. So
let's do it. Push this mic out of the way. Get down to it.
All right.
Go. Clock's on. Badlands is starting. Clock, go. Clock is running. He looked over at me. He stopped eating for a second, which I never thought I'd see from this man. He is absolutely tearing through this. He's hungry. He seems like he's running late for work and just needs to get that food inside him. Oh, he's on the sipping the milk of the last bowl. Down it goes. He's got one down, folks. Oh, just literally threw the bowl across the room. Just kind of didn't care at all. He's focused. Get these things out of the way. Old bowls represent eaten cereal. He's going to start stacking these things up. He's kind of shaking his head. For people who don't know, Badlands is also a very prominent hip-hop artist. Probably the greatest competitive eater hip-hop artist that I've ever heard before. He's kind of got that swagger when he's going at these bowls. Two are down. Two bowls are down out of nine. I think, folks, this is incredible. He just moved to two spoons. He just grabbed my spoon from my bowl. Doesn't care that I was just using it to eat cereal. He's double spooning. I think he's going to stick with it. Probably should have brought him a bigger spoon now that I think about it. He's rolling.
Incredible.
He's absolutely rolling. Jack, you got a good eye on this?
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to make a decision now if we want to keep going on this or if we want to take a break and give you the results when we come back.
I think we should stay real time here.
Okay. Three bowls down, folks.
Three bowls.
Badlands, the double spoon technique is now, I mean, he's mastered it. I'm not sure that he'd ever done this before in his life. He knows exactly what's happening. We're just over 2 minutes into this tremendous, tremendous feat.
Just for bigger bites, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Double spoon.
It's all about surface area here. It's about what you can get into your mouth. Here he goes. Chew it down. Go for the pour. I think probably the earlier you can transition to into losing the spoon and pouring the actual bowl into your mouth. That's four bowls down. Bowl number five seems to be going quicker than the rest. This is the kind of guy who he picks up momentum going uphill somehow. Really never seen anything like this in my life. And again, I have watched really way too much competitive eating. Some other Badlands bests. 4 pounds of corned beef hash. 1:58. That's 2 pounds a minute. 2 pounds per 59 seconds. Oh, my God. He's got another bowl down. There's only four left. This is incredible. 21 apparently very dense baseball-sized matzo balls, which weighed in at 0.5 pound each in 5 minutes and 25 seconds. And you're not even Jewish, are you? He's nodding. I don't want to distract him, but we could talk about that later. We'll clear that up later. This bowl is down. He's on to the slurp. A little transition into the next one. I like that. This Captain Crunch must be softening to really a perfect place where you can eat it with ease at this point. There's no worry about what's going to happen to your mouth. This is no longer a scrapey cereal. I mean, this. When I say he's picking up momentum, I mean it. We're just crossing the 4-minute mark now. Is he going to get under 5 minutes, folks? Second to last bowl begun. Somehow, he's not even getting milk or cereal on his shirt. This is a feat. This is a feat for the ages. We're actually going to start making everybody who comes on cereal do this. Every single person. I think we have a 110-pound girl lined up for about 3 weeks from now. We're on the last bowl.
Wow. It's a time check here.
4 minutes and 40 seconds. Can he get there? Oh, he's pushing it. He is pushing it. This is huge. Why did I accidentally get the family size box of Captain Crunch? No, I would never do that. This is a regulation box of the Captain. All right, at this point, we just crossed 5 minutes. We're going to keep this thing under 5:30. I know it. I know he can do it. 5:10. Get it down. We're looking at just milk and a few kind of random Captains here. He's going to get it, folks. He looks weary, and he doesn't care. It's over. Oh, my God. Absolutely incredible. 5 minutes, 29 seconds, just under 5:30, and now, astoundingly, for the encore, Badlands is finishing my bowl of Captain Crunch that I only got halfway through. Just to show what a bad motherfucker he is. That was incredible.
Bring Badlands next bowl. Needs Come on, a bring break. Next bowl. How you feeling, man? Bring next bowl. Come on, let's go.
This guy doesn't know how to stop. He's still got everything that he ever had in the tank.
Oh, man, that was good.
Look, you look like you need a break. Our guests probably need a break after all that excitement. We're going to take a break, play a little music, and we'll be right back with more cereal.
Yes, sir.
Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Hey, Jack Insley here, executive producer of Heritage Radio Network. I hope today's show has got you craving some cereal, and as we all know, and as we've probably mentioned on today's show, good cereal is nothing without milk. Real milk. Cow's milk is not only giving you high-quality, complete protein, but calcium, other nutrients, all the stuff you need to build a healthy body. Turns out most American adults are not consuming enough vitamin D every day, so adding just one serving of milk helps address that nutrient gap. Other ways to get your daily intake of milk? Yogurt has milk. Ice cream has milk. Butter has milk. Cheese has milk. It's not rocket science. Drink your milk. Real milk, cow's milk, or maybe chocolate milk. This is a show about cereal. Cereal goes great with milk. Milk is good for you. I think you get the point. And for more fun facts and information, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
And now it's time for your weekly cereal news brief. Welcome to the Cereal News Brief once again, your indispensable update on the shocking amount of cereal news that happens every 7 days in this crazy world of ours. So I'm not sure I can do this justice through any sort of paraphrasing, so I'm going to just read pieces from the story I found on the Rak Yat Post, my personal favorite online Malaysian news source. Quote, prized in China for its alleged health benefits for hundreds of years, nests made from swiftlets saliva are being mixed into coffee and cereal as the Southeast Asian producers of the delicacy seek to broaden its appeal and their profit margins, unquote. To hop in with an explainer, swiftlets are an Asian bird species and produce some very special nests that they build entirely with threads of their own saliva, which are then harvested, or I guess you could say stolen, and used in various foodstuffs, and traditionally used in the Chinese delicacy bird's nest soup. Now, these things sell for up to $2,500 a kilogram, which is about half the price of beluga caviar and about 2,000 times the price of my lunch today, which was a bag of frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts from the vending machine. Jumping back into quotes here, China consumes almost 90% of the world's bird's nest, creating an industry that last year recorded $5 billion in sales, and the executives are expecting that to double by 2020 by putting it into cereal. So taking bird spit, turning it into cereal, and charging even more than one of those family-sized boxes that you just ate of Cap'n Crunch, which runs about $8, and they're getting away with it, these poor birds. Next up, in an effort to boost flagging sales, Kellogg's is introducing a new cereal brand called Origins, which hasn't even come out yet and is already better than that shitty Wolverine movie. Launching next year, the Origins cereals will focus on simpler ingredients in their line of cereals, obviously, mueslis and granolas, and they're referring to the whole lot as real food prepared simply. So basically, and I don't know if you know this, but people are suddenly eating yogurt for breakfast because John Stamos is sexy, and it's fucking cereal up. Cereal companies are pouring money and very weird ancient oats into fighting this, which is great. Cereal, you know, should never give up, and that's why this podcast is here, and that's what we stand for. But in the end, cereal shouldn't have to always be healthy and devoid of sugar. And I just kind of, you know, wanted to take this moment to hop up on the pulpit and talk about the love and the memories that we all have and like the buzz and like running into a wall after you just ate a giant thing of Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, cereal should be fun.
It should be fun. So this is me saying, everybody go out, buy some cereal, eat that cereal. And we won't just have to eat spelt to keep the industry alive and keep the Cap'n Crunch on the shelves.
Exactly.
That's my speech, and that was your weekly cereal news brief. So as always, we're highly elated to have that super rocking cereal news brief music play us out, but Badlands, as I mentioned earlier, when you're not eating, which I think you can admit is a very rare and fleeting time, you're making music.
Yeah, yeah. All my life I've been exposed to hip hop. You know, all the five elements, which is breakdancing, graffiti, beatboxing, turntable, DJing and rocking the mic. And as time went on, I gravitated to, just MCing and making beats. So I was one of those cats, me and a friend of mine, in the Brooklyn basement, we making demos in the 90s and shopping them and getting the rejection letters. And then, we decided to do it ourselves. And then it's like, okay, we put some stuff out and it was cool. But then when I, then I got my, I put it on the back burner when I started doing the eating contest. And then we got invited to do this contest called the Philly Wing Bowl in 2002.
Oh, absolutely. Huge event.
Yeah. And it's like a local contest, even though they sell out the Wells Fargo Center 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. and Major League Eating got invited to do it. And we're coming in, we're the outsiders, and, they showed us brotherly love by booing us and like, go back to New York,
Classic Philly.
Yeah, exactly.
Throwing those batteries.
How y'all doing here? This is Philly. You take that shit back to New York, right?
Threw batteries at Santa.
Exactly.
Well, look, I've been listening to a whole bunch of your stuff in the last couple of weeks. It's really good. The Sweet Science of Competitive Eating is a fantastic song.
Awesome.
Buffalo Wing King. Nice. It's a little quicker one.
Yeah.
Absolutely timeless track. I Eat 'Em Up. many considered to be a classic on the level of Nas or B.I.G.
Appreciate that.
And the big question right now is, would you want to freestyle something for our listeners who are as hungry for hip-hop as they are, you know, for Raisin Bran Crunch, which is another underrated cereal?
Yeah, I'll do a little something for Captain Crunch, you know.
Okay, so I think what we can do, Jack, could we get the beat from the theme song, actually? I think it would be kind of a little perfect bit of synergy right here. And you can just lay down a couple bars and
we can do that
and get something going.
This is Feels by Vesa.
I like the feel of that. We're here in Roberta's Brooklyn, Williamsburg, you know what I'm saying? Badlands Booker on the MIC, about to do this, not for radio, yes for radio, not for TV, but check it out, I'm going to roll, I'm going to do this cause this is the show, yo, before I became college material, I woke up every morning to my Captain Crunch cereal, well before the age of 9, young Badlands Booker became crunchitized. Used to like the sound it make when it poured in the bowl. Breakfast formed my ears to lose control. Never got soggy as I sat in the milk. But before I wolfed down without no guilt, I sat in front of the TV and watched cartoon. My mom pissed off cause she wanted to watch the news. After the second bowl, I'm off to school. Captain Crunch in the morning is the thing to do. Yes, it's the thing to do. Whether it's Crunch Berries, it don't matter the type of Captain Crunch, yo. I'm staying in munch. I'm doing this, man. I'm doing this off the top of the dome, off the top of the cranium. Getting radioactive just like uranium or some kind of isotope. I gotta keep it dope. Badlands Booker clearing my throat. Man, I gotta do this like Nas or KRS-One and show you how I represent, son, like I was a Tribe Called Quest. Yes, I do this the best. No, I don't do this the best. I do it all right. But you know I can rock this MIC all to the mic. I'm just freestyling. Man, I got my man over here. Play the clap before I mess up in this.
That is the greatest freestyle that I've ever heard.
All right, a little something.
Wow, I mean, this is you've been inspired today. I think that.
Oh yeah. This
is on a full stomach.
Yeah. 9 bowls of Captain Crunch. You know, definitely get the wheels turning in the brain. You know, my ingestion engine is full right now. I'm feeling really good.
Absolutely love it. So look. Every week on the show, we try to end and actually do. We're successful consistently in ending with a series of questions that we ask every guest, the highly crucial cereal questionnaire. I'm going to run through these questions. You just tell me whatever comes off the top of your head, which clearly you can do, as we just proved with that freestyle.
It's all good.
So let's hit it. We know your favorite cereal, Cap'n Crunch. What is your least favorite cereal? What do you never want? What do you wish were off the grocery shelves?
I don't want King Vitamins ever again. I hated that cereal.
There it is.
Yeah, no more King Vitamins. No more Kicks.
No more Kicks.
Kicks, and you know, that's those are the.
There's been some Kicks lovers on this show.
There's been
some people on the other side.
No more of that fake cereal, you know, like Fruit Bastic Loops, you know, any cereal that comes in a bag that represents a cereal that's supposed to be in a box, that's
Can't
the B list.
Generic.
That's no frills, you know. Back in the days, a Pathmark white box, no frills. We ain't having that cereal. We want the real thing. If it's not from Kellogg's, Post, Quaker, General Mills,
it's the brand names, man. There's something to them.
Exactly. Quality.
Milk. What kind of milk do you use on your cereal?
Well, I like, you know, I keep it back in the days. I like the red whole milk, you know. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like whole milk, all right? But, you know, but I'm kind of lactose intolerant, so, you know.
Just go for it.
I have a love-hate relationship with you know, milk products, it's all good. But if I have too much of it, you know, I'll get the almond milk, you know.
Okay.
But you know, what, red milk all the way.
Red milk. If you could get bottle service in a fancy nightclub with any cereal mascot, who would it be?
Ooh, let me see. Wow. I like to kick it with Diglum, you know, kick some rhymes, you know what I'm saying? He's somebody who can spit, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's mm-hmm. he's like the gangster form of Kermit, you know, so.
I like that. What about an Eagles concert? Which mascot would you want to go to an Eagles concert with?
I don't know.
There'll be a lot of old people around.
Yeah, but an Eagles concert, let's see. You know, I could take the captain with me.
You could take the captain.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a happening time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's regal, you know, and yeah. I think that they respect him for his service.
I could take Count Chocula with me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, don't use them all up because a dual birthday party at the roller rink, you're on skates. Who do you want to be hanging out with? It's both your birthday.
I'm hanging out with Sugar Bear, man.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is old school Sugar Bear. You know, Super Sugar Crisp, not Super Golden Crisp. I want the old school one. I used to wear the gold ropes and, you know, it's chilling.
Love it. So now you're a champion yourself. Champions go on Wheaties boxes.
Right.
I'm not going to let you pick yourself. Who do you think deserves to be on a Wheaties box but hasn't been on a Wheaties box?
I can pick any sport.
Anything. Doesn't even have to be a sport.
Man, you know, I'm a little partial to competitive eating. You know, Joey works harder than anybody that's ever been in the game, and I've been in the game 18 years, so you got to put Joey Chestnut on the box.
That's respect right there. I like that answer. And final question every week, when is the last time you had a bowl of cereal before today or a box of cereal? And what was it?
I had a box of cereal this morning.
You ate an entire box of cereal this morning?
I had a box of cereal 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I mean, I had a box of cereal. I ran out of Captain Crunch, so I had Grape Nuts. I poured the almond milk in there, threw it in the microwave, let it get a little soft, and, you know, wolfed it down.
You had an entire box of Grape Nuts at three in the morning.
Well, I had a quarter of the box. It was a very small box.
It's still, I mean, normally it's a pretty straightforward answer there. I'm not usually looking for a surprise. I just want to know what people like.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody's going to top that answer for our last question of the show. That's it for today, folks. Thanks again, Badlands Booker. Everybody check him out at badlandsbooker.com.
There you go.
Revel in his feats of consumption. Listen to the music.
Yes.
Marvel at just how good the photoshopping job is on that cheeseburger helmet. I think probably cheeseburger... Giant cheeseburger helmet. Google that.
No, that was an actual helmet.
There's some pictures with the helmet. There's some pictures without the helmet.
I took two pictures, right? And you know, well, this is Denny's Big Barrel, you know, out in Clearfield, Pennsylvania. Big ups to them. They have this 9 to 12 pound burger, depending on how you cook it. And they have all this like Steelers memorabilia on the wall. So they had a Dick Dastardly and Muttley paper mache helmet. Right, I took the picture first with the burger, and then I saw it. I'm like, "Oh, let me try to squeeze that helmet on my head." So I squeezed it on there and took another picture.
It was squeezed. Everybody, do that Google search. You'll realize that we've been talking to an absolute internet legend before. I know you've seen this picture. It's phenomenal. Just like Badlands' capacity to take down entire boxes of cereal in one sitting and barely spill a drop of milk. I think I see one drop. Don't know how you did it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you again. And everybody, check back here next Wednesday, 5 p.m. on Heritage Radio for some more cereal.
Stay hungry and focused, y'all.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.